We're working with a 1922 Austral oil engine built in Ballarat, August 1922.
And what would it have been used for?
As you can see here, it's actually hooked up to a three-head gold stamping plant.
Now, you're getting it working this morning, but it looks like it takes a lot of hard yakka to make it spin those wheels.
Yes, it does. And just like all of us, it's a little cantankerous when it's cold.
How often would these have been used in the 1920s?
All day, every day. They would have used these every day to remove the gold from the quartz in the local area up on Black Range and what have you. The process has not really changed a great deal at all until about 80-odd years ago they started getting a bit more technical about how they did it.
Do we have any idea how much gold was produced in and around these parts?
No, I don't. It varies quite a bit from area to area. I know Black Range was quite well productive in the early days. All this area, though, was very highly productive in gold right throughout this area.
I'm Les O'Brien. I have been with the Lavington Panthers for 9 years.
What are your recollections of Lavington?
We go back a lot further. My wife went to the public school just across the road from here, and I will be emceeing the big reunion in October for Lavington Football Club from the start to 1979.
They were once called the Black Rangers.
Yes. That's right. They were once called the Black Rangers. They've had quite a few different names over the years. A lot of people wouldn't know that Lavington had three teams, first, seconds and thirds, in the Talanga League in the 1 year.
And was the stripe a little different to what we see today?
Yes, a lot different. They had different colours, and they had, you know, plain blues and red, white and black.
And what were they when they were the Black Rangers?
They had the sort of a burgundy colour with a yellow band around the centre.
Very interesting colour.
Very interesting. Yeah, they used it on Saturday at the Lavington Football Club reunion for the Black Range.
Wasn't enough to get them across the line, though, was it?
It's typical these days. Yeah, yeah. You're hot one day and not getting going in the next day. So it's, pretty interesting football at the moment, the Ovens of Murray.
Lillian McGrath, President of the Lavington and District Family History Society.
How did Lavington become Lavington?
It was originally Black Range. It was a mining area. And with the gold slowly dying out, it became orchards, apples, peaches, even silkworms.
Where we are now, on the corner of Urena Road and Hague Street, there was once the original post office, I believe.
The post office was up Hague Street, and then it came down and it was on Urena Road, and then across the other side of Urena Road, and then moved down towards the Five Ways, because that became more the centre when the highway came through.
And who were some of the families from around Lavington?
The Polkinghornes, Buckhorns, Snyders, there's probably 40, maybe more names.
The origins of Lavington, we believe, came from a local farmer.
There's a lot of contention as to where it came from. There's a lot of sources that were called Lavington. In 1909, this was changed to Lavington because of lack of postcodes. But originally, Joseph Box had a property west of Urena Road, and he named his property Lavington. There was a hotel called Lavington all before 1909. There was a gold crusher called Lavington. And a lot of English names carried Lavington in the middle, a lot of names that were of importance. And there was a story about an old miner who was called Old Lavington. And all these people have Lavington in their names, and it's all pre-1909.
And what was wrong with Black Range? Why did we need a name change?
Because there were a lot of Black Ranges, and there weren't any postcodes. So it was to distinguish you from another area, and not a lot of state boundaries as such.
Hi, I'm Horace Polkinghorne.
One of the Polkinghornes from Lavington?
Yes, I am.
How long had your family lived here for?
150 years.
150 years? Yes. And what brought them here?
They just came out from Cornwall here to Australia, three brothers. The first one, he got 80 ounces of gold out of 16 tonnes of rock out here towards the Weir.
That would have been a small fortune.
And he started the church over here, the St James Church, the Polkinghornes.
Is that right?
There were three of them who were involved in all that.
And I believe your family also owned one of the oldest horses in Australia in the time of 1960s?
Yeah, my grandfather did. It's in the Guinness Book of Record under Marge Cooper from Lavington. That's Monty. He was 52 years old when they put him away. 17 hands, Clydesdale.
What was the secret to his longevity?
He lived on household food a lot. Apples, everything, cakes, biscuits and all that. And he lived up in Lyne Street, Lavington.
Hi, my name's Harry, and I'm from Lavington Public School, and I play the part of Mr. Wells.
Hi, my name's Jason. I go to Lavington Public School, and I play the part of Mr. Davis.
What do your parts entail?
Well, I'm the chairman of the association, so I will make all the decisions of what we're going to do and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's the guy.
He's the head honcho?
Yeah, and I'm Mr. Davis, so I'm just one of the guys who sort of sit there and suggest a couple of names and just help out and look smart.
That's a fine handlebar moustache you're wearing there.
Yeah.
What are your lines?
I sort of suggest that we call it Clinton and Bourneville, and it's 100 years ago. It's set 100 years ago, so...
And what was it called 100 years ago?
Black Range.
Would you have been happy with that name today?
Yeah, probably.
Lavington sounds better.